The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby, amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the phrase that says enough, tells enough. I mean, just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very, to ever be in the dictionary.
Good morning, good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Francis Albert there in Paris. Hey, what a morning already starting. You know, I always like to just jump right into it. 6:06 on AM 970, The Answer. And now, just caught this late last night, early this morning, actually. Three American firefighters died fighting those brush fires in Australia. A large C-130 Hercules aircraft went down Thursday in a rural area of New South Wales. There were no survivors in the crash. No word yet on what caused the accident. The aircraft was being operated by a company that also helped fight last year's devastating California fighters. So looking here, we'll follow that story and try to get the identities of the firefighters. So three American firefighters died in fighting those brush fires in Australia. Our hearts go out to the family. And valiant as they always are, the firefighters, whether it's the FDNY or around the country, they're right there in truly, literally the heat of the battle. And these Australian fires are horrible. Now we lost three American firefighters. Then, and good morning. And you know what? It's Thursday. And, you know, we're going to get into it. We got a great show for you today. Joe Borelli's going to be here. General Robert Spalding, we've had before. He's a United States Air Force retired general. And he's a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. And he's author of the book, A Stealth War. Remember I told you about that? We're going to be talking about this coronavirus, this virus that apparently now they shut down the city in China. Where the virus emanated from. So scary. What's going on? Especially with me getting on a plane today, of course. Yeah, me being the germaphobe that I am. So we'll talk to General Spalding about that. What are the dangers? Someone like myself going over there, you know, going, I'm not going to China, thank God. I'm going down to Atlanta. But, you know, if you're going over, you know, to Asia, should you go at all? Hogan Gidley is a good guy. This guy's great. He's a deputy assistant to the president, principal deputy press secretary. Great guy. I want to talk to Hogan, see what's going on in the White House. You and I both know that the president isn't even breathing heavy. This is going to be, again, a distant memory in a very short time. But I am incensed. I don't know how you feel about it. I turn on the television. It's prime time. Or let's go to daytime first. Daytime, and they're showing everything in the Senate. They're showing these hearings in the Senate. It's like, and then Adam Schiff, Congressman Adam Schiff, does a 2.5 hour open. It's exactly as he did. You could take the narrative of the Mueller probe that Schiff did, saying Donald Trump is a Russian, virtually. You know, he's an asset of Vladimir Putin. Remember that? You could take that narrative of Adam Schiff. And you could put it right in place yesterday, right on television. And all the networks followed it. That I was so disappointed in our networks, the NBC, ABC, and CBS. They all followed it in the middle of the day. So they bumped all the programming so they could show this ridiculous, made-up coup that is happening. And there was nothing that we haven't heard. And then the Democrats get out and they go, oh, Adam Schiff was great. He was riveting. What's wrong with what universe are they living in? What universe are they living in Washington, D.C.? I mean, I think you get inside that bubble. Really, it's like aliens run it, man. You go down into the Beltway, and there's only a few that stick to their guns or stick to their, you know, their beliefs, stick to their patriotism, stick to being a representative of you and I. Everybody else, it's just, let's join the party. Let's take down the president because we have nobody. We got nothing. Well, let's impeach him. I'm telling you, mark my words. And I ain't no over-educated, pseudo-intellectual elitist, clearly. But I'm telling you right now, there's going to be an impeachment on every president that goes into office from here on out. Every single president, soon as there's something wrong and we don't, and the opposite party doesn't agree, they're going to start the impeachment situation. And trust me on this, once Donald Trump buries these people, and that's exactly what he's going to do, and once he wins the election, they will start another, they may very well impeach him again. And there's nobody in charge. You got Chief Justice Roberts up there lecturing both sides, not both sides. You know, the Republicans didn't start this. Nadler starts calling names. But and do you, how much do you trust Chief Justice Roberts? I'm just saying. I mean, do you feel comfortable with him up there? I don't. You know, appointed by George W. Bush, but never, ever voted for anything that you and I believe in, I believe. So what's it? So Hogan and Gidley will get into it. And don't despair, but I just feel like there's so much that we can do, like the drug price situation, like dropping the drug prices down. Get the lobby, get the healthcare lobby away from the politicians. Get the pharmaceutical lobby away from the politicians. And that, I'm telling you, if they run Bernie Sanders, that's what Bernie's going to say, and he will resonate on that. You know, if the Democrats ever allow anybody to run. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, really. Howard Kirby on the show as well. He is just, we need a good story today. Howard Kirby is the man who returned the more than $43,000 he found in a couch. I saw the story on ABC News, right, with David Muir. I saw the story the other night. I talked about it. I talked to Rick Klein about it on Monday. And I saw this guy got a couch from, like, Goodwill, went home, looked inside the couch, came up with $43,000 cash, right? Keep it in the mattresses. I put the money in the mattresses, right? I think didn't wise guys, didn't yet. I think didn't wise guys do that? Me and Danny DeVito get the money in the mattresses. So this guy gets the cash. What does he do? He goes back to the Goodwill. Who bought the couch in? Find that family because I found their money. And indeed, the people who bought the couch, the grandfather put the money in the mattress. The guy gave every dime away. $43,000 cash. Would you do that? Howard Kirby. I saw it on a Detroit WJRT, I believe, television. Yeah, I saw that and from ABC News to give credit where it's due. And I called Frankie. I said, Frankie, you got to find this guy. So Frankie Five Boroughs did due diligence. Thank you, Frank. And got Howard Kirby on in the 8 o'clock hour. Michael Goodwin as well. Oh, you don't want to miss Michael Goodwin. You and I could just – there are folks that we have on the show, thank God – and you could just sit back and listen, and they will give you a lesson in politics. And Michael Goodwin, senior political columnist for the New York Post, will do exactly that. And out of all of this, with the firefighters, with the coronavirus, and with all that's going on, Eli Manning retiring. I'm going to let Al take that in just a minute because that he's a legend. What a good kid. Yeah, I'm old. I could call him a kid. Then there was a guy that I got to meet years ago through my friend, Lieutenant Luigi Moneta, who a Medal of Valor recipient in the NYPD. Great guy. And Luigi said to me one day, hey, Joe, I want you to come and meet Sonny Grasso. Sonny Grasso was the French Connection cop. Sonny Grasso was a legendary police officer within the NYPD. If you ever saw that movie, French Connection, and by the way, I know we have a lot of younger folks listening, and if you are indeed, you got to Google The French Connection. What a film with Gene Hackman, right? And Roy Scheider. And Roy Scheider played Sonny Grasso, who was one of the French Connection cops that found out this big cocaine bust. A very complicated case. So Sonny becomes a legend. Then he catches the eye of Francis Ford Coppola. Sonny does on the NYPD. And Francis Ford Coppola, during the filming of The Godfather, says to Sonny Grasso, I want you to run security for me. Sonny Grasso was right in the middle of it, man. And we would go, and thanks to Luigi for introducing me, and with Sonny's beautiful lady, Chris, just a beautiful family. And we would go, and we said we'd go to Rayo's, man, and we would hear Sonny tell stories about the old man, but also about Francis Ford Coppola being with Pacino, tell me about Jimmy Caan, right? I mean, all of that. And what were you there? What was going on there? And he had, because he was like, would a police officer do this, do that, and the other thing? Sterling Hayden, remember when he hits Michael? You know, and all of that, the expert on there that they had from the NYPD was Sonny Grasso. It was great. Then the old man, indeed, around that same time, gets to meet Sonny, Mr. Sinatra. And then Sonny becomes Frank Sinatra's guy in New York. How cool is that? How cool is that? And then Frank Sinatra and Sonny Grasso became great friends. They became great friends. So it would be like Sonny would be there, and the stories that he would tell with the old man, and that he would take care of the guy of Mr. Sinatra throughout all his movies, every time he came to New York. And then he did a contract on Cherry Street. Remember that? That was, if you're older, you remember that was I believe a television movie. And I remember I was at the Improv. It had to be the late 70s, I guess, when that went down. And I remember Frank Sinatra was in town. And that was the buzz at the Improv, you know? And it was Frank Sinatra shooting that. And Sonny Grasso was the advisor on that film as well. And so he was a great guy. Always, he was a cop's cop. Always believed he was very, very close with Joe DiMaggio, my buddy, Rock Positano, knew Joe DiMaggio, and Sonny Grasso said, I want to meet Joe to Rocky. And there was a dinner with Sonny Grasso and Joe DiMaggio. And it was a great story as well, because Sonny just admired Joe DiMaggio so much. And as Joe D admired Sonny. So Sonny, he it's been a long, long time friend. And he passed away. Sonny passed away last night. We got the word from Lieutenant Luigi. So to Chris, and we offer our condolences to the Grasso family. And Sonny, thanks, man. We know you're watching down. What a legend. What a tough cop. He had Google Sonny Grasso. Check it out. Check out the French Connection. And you see how tough this guy was. And a true New Yorker, Sonny Grasso. And you left an indelible, beautiful, you know, imprint, you know, and in a positive way regarding the NYPD. Sonny Grasso, rest in peace. It's 17 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe Piscopo. The boys are here. Frankie, how are you this morning?
I am great, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning. And Albert's here. Hello, morning. Albert. How you doing?
Morning, Joe.
So, Sonny, did you guys know, you're not aware of Sonny Grasso? I would tell you all about Sonny Grasso,
right? Oh, we're
very
aware.
Yeah, we know
just
of
I never got to meet him personally.
But so they the story broke already, because Louis called me. We had a conversation. Said Sonny passed away, and I said, oh my gosh. I said, do we call? No, don't say anything yet. So apparently it was on the news.
Yeah, there's a nice article about him in today's New York Post.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I think the Daily News as well.
And I'm trying to find a great picture of me, Sonny, and Roger Ebert from the Rolling Stone Gold Glove Awards. Of course, I can't find it now, but I'll dig it up. But this is so cool. Look at this. Yeah, Sonny, Detective First Grade, Sonny Grasso, and First Grade, Eddie Egan, right? They were the guys. They were the French Connection team. That's when cops were cops, man. I mean, they, you know what I mean? Yeah, but you know what? You got, in my opinion, you got to let law enforcement do what they do. You wanted something taken care of, you let them do what they do. But back in the day, they did what they had to do to tame a very rough city back there. And I don't know if you're younger, you don't realize how tough New York was back in the day like that. Hey, we'll go to Debbie, but then we'll check on the rest of these news.
We'll go to Debbie in a couple of minutes. She's doing a hit for another station, so she's not here right now. We'll let you know when she's here.
Do you ever notice we like farm out everybody?
With
Al and Frank, we do the show, and then by the time I turn my mic off, they're out the door. Al's got his backpack on. Frank's going off somewhere else.
Well, I have a doctor's appointment today.
I'm the only guy that like sticks around. It's like, come on. And now we got to grab Debbie when we can. Hey, Frankie, but on a much more serious note, we don't have the identities of those firefighters.
Not as of yet, no, but a sad story nonetheless. And hopefully, you know, there are no more casualties. But it's pretty bad out there. And there's a lot of American fire departments that are out there helping. So hopefully that's the last of it. But as soon as we get their identities, we'll definitely let you know.
So was it a C-130 that went down? Do we know what happened? It was a C-130 that were they flying the C-130? Were they the pilot? We don't know anything about
that,
right?
I'm not clear on exactly what happened, but there's no word on what caused this accident, whether it was mechanical or man-made, but it was a C-130. Yeah. They call it a Hercules.
Yeah.
And so it's a sad situation.
Yeah, all right, we'll get into it. As soon as facts unfold, we will report them to you. It is 19 after 6, and I see the phone calls at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. We will go there momentarily. Debbie, good morning to you. It's a sad morning, crazy morning, a lot of news. But, we lost three firefighters, so we're trying to find out their identities there. You know, three valiant heroes, going over to help the Australians and passed away in that tanker crash. And then Sonny Grasso. Did you know Sonny Grasso by chance?
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah, he was a legendary El Cap. He would have loved you. He was just a great guy. Long-time friend. Yeah, and he passed away last night, too. So, yeah, legendary. Jeez. Legend in New York. So it's a tough week, Tough week.
I know. We've had a lot going on this month. That's for sure.
Yeah,
that's the main thing. I know you're concerned about that virus.
I'm gonna get on the plane today. Are you kidding me? I'm getting on the plane today. I'm going. They gotta go south.
Anyway, you're not going yet. You're not going to any other countries.
I'm being funny here and facetious, and I'm being a snarky wise guy here. But please, I apologize before I say what I'm going to say. But if I see a Chinese person, I'm not getting on the plane.
Oh, you're terrible.
I do.
Forgive me.
I'm kidding. I apologize. That's me. I'm sorry. Hello.
No, I told you, just wear the hazmat suit on the plane. You'll be fine. I can just see you walking in the hazmat suit.
So, hey, where are you from in China? Can I ask? Because if they come from this, they're shutting the city down. It's so scary.
I know. It really is. Oh,
Lord.
Goodness. It's
all right,
scary
Deb.
Enough, just hearing about the flu. Now this we have to deal with?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. 621, Debbie's out there. Thank you so much, Deb. We'll go to the phone calls in a second. Debbie Duhaime on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, major problems at the Verrazano Bridge, upper level getting into Brooklyn. It's an accident involving a couple of trucks, all traffic being diverted to the lower level. It's causing quite a delay this morning on the Staten Island Expressway East, trying to get into the Verrazano. That upper level is completely closed. Let's see what's happening as you take it over to the westbound Bruckner at the Bronx River Parkway. An accident there. Deegan South at 149th, an accident. It's a pretty busy on the Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue. That's an accident with a tractor trailer and a van collided over there. And this report sponsored by Staples. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock at low prices. This week, HP OfficeJet Pro cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off. You'll get more for less at Staples. Offer ends 1/25/20. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/HPBOGO for details. Staples, partly cloudy today, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I feel great. I got to tell you something. I have more energy, and I feel like my endurance is starting to grow. And then the third thing is I have clarity of my mind. So my mind is sharper. And the fourth thing is my hair and nails are different. I always had good fingernails, and as I got older, they would start to split. They are so strong right now, and my hair is fuller. It feels like it's thicker, it's softer, and it looks so healthy. So I am so different right now, and I feel different. And you know what? When you look at yourself in the mirror and you see stuff like that, it makes you feel better. It boosts your spirit. It actually pushed me into looking for other things that I could do to make myself feel better or look better. Because when you're not feeling well and you have chronic pain, you just don't think about anything else. So I am thrilled with this. And I have energy when I get up. I take the pills at 10 o'clock in the morning because they give me that boost that takes me all the way through to 5 o'clock in the evening. It's just great. I just am so thrilled. I can't even tell you. I think all this stuff together, the balance in nature, I think, is the glue that's making all this stuff hold for me. I just really believe it's my foundation. I think this is the best thing ever.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THE ANSWER.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank. Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet your specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because when small businesses succeed, thank you very much, our communities succeed. Hey, and no one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
He's such a good guy. And, too, when I go to these a lot of these nonprofit things and people asking to drop by and they're on Staten Island, Phil is always there. Then there's a whole table from Empire State Bank. You know, they came out to Lorenzo's to see me. They are so community-minded. And Frankie and Rachel went to Empire State Bank. We invite you to do the same because we know you have many banking choices. But I have to tell you, honestly, none that deliver the personal touch, you know, the good citizen touch that you'll experience at Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, in Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley, Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. It's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 626 on AM970 The Answer.
The jam was rocking, going round and round. With a crazy sound, and you never stop rocking till the moon went down. You know it sounds so sweet.
That's Eric Burdon. I gotta take me a chance. Around and around, man. And the Animals. Just a great, great, great group from the 60s. Let me go to Charlie Finch, professor kind enough to check in on this busy, very sad day here on the radio. Charlie, good morning, and nice of you to call this early in the morning, sir.
Well, Joe, remember One Monkey Don't Stop No Show, which Eric Burdon got from Big Maybell?
Oh, my God.
One of the Animals' greatest songs.
How could you possibly know that? You're exactly right. That's a great reference, Charlie. Thank you.
From the album Animalization here in America. Well, what did Gene Hackman say, Joe? Go pick your feet in Poughkeepsie, French Connection. Was my New York for better or worse? I lost my brother Will over 20 years ago to hard drugs, so I appreciate a gentleman like Sonny Grasso. Yeah. And I'm so happy that you were his friend. Yeah. Now, yesterday, Joe, I was listening to Adam Schiff on the radio, and if a government freak like Frank Morano can't do it, someone connected to the show has to. And Schiff opens up, and I quote directly by saying, President Trump is practiced at the art of deception. And speaking of blues rockers from England, does that sound familiar? She was practiced at the art of deception. I could tell by her bloodstained hands. Well, you can't always get you want, Jerry Nadler. Shifty Schiff moves like Jagger, and Joe Piscopo walks the line. Onward and forward. God bless America.
Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, I couldn't. I am so addicted to politics, but I just saw Adam Schiff there. I'm so sick of it. It's almost, it's like, for me to turn the TV off, you know what I did yesterday? when I couldn't, I'm going around and trying to get everything ready. Oh my gosh, I'm so on my own now. I mean, long story short, and the first world problems, and I'm packing up, I'm getting ready, I'm going to get the kids, I'm doing everything that you do, right? And then I come home, and now I got to pack up again because I'm on the road for about a week. And I got to get everything in. Okay, what suit am I wearing here? What am I doing there? And I'm all by myself doing everything all by myself, and it's okay. And I usually watch the news. I got to watch the news. So I put on Fox News, and I'm watching the Fox News. There's Schiff. I go, well, let me see something for a second. And then I turn, it's like, we've got control of your television set. And then I go to CBS. There's Adam Schiff. Oh, then NBC. It's Adam Schiff. No! It was like a bad nightmare, man. ABC, baby. No! Adam Schiff. They cut out all the daytime programming to focus in on this embarrassing coup that is down in Washington. And I don't care. I don't care if you say, oh, well, they have to run the process. No, this dilutes the whole process of impeachment. The framers, the founding fathers of the United States of America, of this great country, are just, God forbid, turning over in their graves. This is an embarrassment. I don't care if you can't stand President Trump. This is wrong. This is as wrong now as it was against President Clinton. And President Clinton did obstruct justice, and he did lie under oath. But still, I look at all the stuff that Barack Obama did, like Fast and Furious, you know, when we sold guns across the border. We could have impeached him for that. We could have impeached him. Matter of fact, Trey Gowdy was on with Martha last night. I love Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy is a character you can't make up. He is original with the hair, the way he sits back with that accent, man. But what a smart guy who should be on the Supreme Court one day, Trey Gowdy. I'm telling you what. And he said on Martha's show, he was just saying, there were so many instances that we as Republicans could have set forth an impeachment process toward President Obama, and they could have done so many times on everything that President Obama did. And they said, but, you know, what's the end game? It just brings the country down. These people that are bringing forth this impeachment out of the House of Representatives, I beg of you, if you haven't registered to vote, to please register to vote. That those 3 million voters that Al always tells us about in New Jersey who are registered but do not vote. All the voters, all where you hear my voice around the country, kind enough to listen to the show in the morning. Get out there and vote. Rip it up. This is why. And what the Democrats, these Democrats, and not all Democrats, because there are good Democrats, and we put them on the show. But a lot of these people that go out and they're in the Democratic Party, they don't care about the country. They get to Washington. They get in that little alien bubble down there. And they lose their soul. They become money-hungry fundraisers for themselves, for their party. They're owned by the pharmaceuticals. They're owned by the healthcare industry. They're owned by big industry. And they just have nothing to do with us. I don't know how in the name of God. And you know what? Who? Somebody voted these people in. And I just plead with you not to vote. Just don't blatantly vote Democratic. That's the problem. That's what you get. And when you get people like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Chuck Schumer, Mr. Israel, who could care less when you have anti-Semites running rampant in the House of Representatives and nobody says anything about Israel except you and me on the radio and Dov Hyken who comes on. No one cares in Washington. And President Trump, first and foremost, is the biggest person behind the success and the safety of the state of Israel. Everybody else could care less. They keep voting these people in. And why does it keep happening? I have no answer to it. No answer, because these people are, they talk about evil. Talk about these, they're evil to try to take the country down to the point where they are. And this is why we voted for Donald Trump. And this is why Nancy Pelosi has to understand. When people say, how did you vote for Trump? Because I don't want to see Adam Schiff on every single network talking, I'm watching my language, just blathering and blabbering about absolutely nothing except just to give himself more power and control and to appease a few major fundraisers in his district out in Burbank, California. I just had it. This is exactly why Donald Trump will get elected again. It's a revolt vote. And we had somebody who wanted to turn it inside up, inside out, upside down and backwards. And Donald Trump did exactly that. Turns out to be one of the best presidents we've had. Deal with it. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. But it's true. Holy moly. And the only way the Democrats could win, if you get somebody who's got, you know, some kind of, Tulsi Gabbard was it, but even she's gone off the deep end a little bit, you know, criticizing the president. And rather than just trying to be an American, they're all trying to just try to win this primary. We're going to have Pete Buttigieg is going to win Iowa. I mean, really? Really? I mean, really? Oh, Pete's great. Is he really? I'm not buying any of this. And then, so they can't beat Donald Trump, so they do this fiasco. And now I got to go watch the news. Last night, I ended up putting on Ray Donovan. I said, let me catch up. Let me catch up and see what Ray Donovan, what John Voight's doing, man. I said, boom. I said it to the thing you're talking to, you know, Ray Donovan. And I caught up. I never do that during the day. I can't even end up watching regular television because I'm watching the news all the time so we could report it handily on this radio show. And there was nothing. And I'm embarrassed. And we'll get into it in a big way this morning. 877-970-2999 with Joe on the radio and Al and Frankie and Debbie Duhaime. And your phone call's always at 877-970-2999. Is it me? Is it me? Is it? Do you watch the television? Do you jaw drop? Do you yell at the TV and just go, get out of there? I shouldn't even be talking about it. We should be talking about Eli Manning, and we'll talk about Eli retiring, you know, the legendary New York Giant, New Jersey Giant, and when we come back, you know, so we could get off topic a little bit.
There's
of this
a beer named, being named after him as well.
Oh, very good. Now you're
sold out already.
As long as it's not Corona, because that's not a good
No,
one
no, no,
days.
No, okay, no. Okay, but okay. I unveiled it on Sunday on my beer show, and then all of a sudden the national media took off on it.
So, Al, what do I hear when you open your mic up?
That would
hear,
be
like,
Frank.
A hurricane.
He's got no. Frank's got his heater going because he's very cold. His legs are very delicate.
Yeah,
I have compression socks on today, so I'm very nice and warm because I'm like a 90-year-old Ginzo. But Frank has a heater.
Don't say
to keep
that.
His, what? I'm an Italian. I'm allowed to say
no.
That.
Well, so
do you have sandals
on? Let
me see.
No.
You sandals?
No,
you're not sandals. Sandals.
What?
Eli. Hey, how you doing?
That's what you had to see me 2 weeks ago when it was nice out. I had a cigar in my mouth in the backyard, shorts, a T-shirt, my compression socks, and a pair of Crocs. If I didn't look like the modern day, like, get off my lawn, it was great.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being appropriate there, Al. I know where
absolutely.
You wanted to go. 6:36, Al's got the headline news right now, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
31 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A bedbug sighting is to blame for causing severe subway delays in Queens on Wednesday. MTA officials say two bedbugs were discovered inside an MTA control tower at the Forest Hills 71st Avenue station around 4:30 p.m. Four employees work in the tower and are in charge of redirecting trains at the end of their route. The tower staff evacuated for nearly 3 hours so the area could be fumigated, leading to evening rush hour delays on the EFM and R lines. As health officials sound the alarm over the coronavirus outbreak in China, both of New Jersey senators are calling for increased screening at Newark Airport. Senators Bob Menendez and Cory Booker wrote a letter to the CDC and State Department urging a stepped-up response similar to what's been going on at JFK, San Francisco International, LAX, Atlanta Hartsdale, and Chicago O'Hare. The CDC has confirmed that a man tested positive for coronavirus in Washington State. It's believed the disease first broke out in the city of Wuhan, located in central China. In sports, Eli Manning is calling it quits on his football career. Manning was the Giants quarterback for 16 seasons, led the team to two Super Bowl titles while being named MVP of both those games. The Mets are hiring Luis Rojas to take over as the club's next manager. Rojas, son of longtime Montreal Expos and San Francisco Giants manager Felipe Alou, had been serving as the Mets' quality control coach for the last 14 years. The Knicks lose to the Lakers 100-92, and in college hoops, Seton Hall beat Providence 73-64. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhaime's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Major problems continue at the Verrazano Bridge. Verrazano Bridge, upper level into Brooklyn, is completely closed. Accident involving a couple of trucks mid-span, causing a delay here on the Staten Island Expressway, eastbound 440 out through the Verrazano. All traffic diverted to that lower level. Let's see what's happening right now as you take it over to the LIE westbound. You're slowing down by Queens Boulevard with a disabled vehicle. Eastbound BQE up by the Battery Tunnel, a collision there. westbound Bruckner at the Bronx River Parkway, an accident, and the Cross Bronx eastbound right at Jerome Avenue, another accident involving a tractor trailer, a van involved in that one as well. Deegan South at 149th, another collision. Inbound GWB up to 35, Lincoln 20, Holland still about 30 minutes into town. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens has great deals on everyday essentials you need. Right now, buy one, get one free on hundreds of select vitamins and supplements with card now through February 29th. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Retro Fitness. You know, I'm very passionate about health and fitness. I really try to keep myself in shape, try to run to the gym when I can, you know, and so much so that I invested into this amazing Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey, with Stacy, who you see on the air when we bring Stacy on the airwaves on Tuesday. This year in 2020, I want to know, are you ready to get real with your fitness goals? Well, I got a deal for you that doesn't leave you a choice. I love this. You have to get real with this never-before-done BOGO deal. Now, you think I'm saying buy one, get one, right? Nope, I don't mean buy one, get one. I mean buy one, give one. That's right. You can give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want. Unlike other gyms, we created this offer with no gimmicks or strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership and give a one-year membership away for free. And we gave one away on the air Tuesday. It was great. Joe from Passaic, he got a membership. We gave him another membership to give away to somebody else. That free member that you give your membership to, by the way, that you don't pay a cent for 12 months. They could come to Retro Fitness at any time, with or without their friend, and can access any of our gyms around the country. Of course, we'd love to see you down there in Flemington, New Jersey. Go to RetroFitness.com, please, RetroFitness.com, and check out Flemington, New Jersey. Love you down there. And you can call Stacy down in Flemington as we speak, 908-238-3695. Say, I heard you on Joe's show. What can you do for me? Buy one, give one, 908-238-3695. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable. Every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. 642 on AM 970, The Answer. There are so many LASIK surgery centers today. It's hard to know who to trust. Well, let me tell you about a place you can trust, Della Russo Laser Vision. Dr. Joe, man. Dr. Joe Della Russo, that's my friend, personally pioneered the LASIK procedure and maintains his status as the expert in this industry. Dr. Joe has lectured on the procedure all over the world, and year after year, the Della Russo's perform more LASIK procedures than any other practice in the country. That's why today the De La Russo brand is synonymous with LASIK. People come from all over the world for the De La Russo standard of excellence. In fact, I keep telling you, Frankie Five Boroughs, Big Al, they got their eyes done by Dr. De La Russo, you know, and they were going to do yours truly. Turns out I don't need LASIK. I may have a little, say, they examine my eyes. I may have the onset of like these cataracts or something, but they're going to take care of that too. But listen, over 98% of patients treated see 20/20 with LASIK at De La Russo, and the majority see better than that, often 20/15. And De La Russo, again, they do more than LASIK. They are eye experts. I went through everything. They put the drops in my eyes. I did the reading, and I'm pretty good. Thank God. But you can get glasses over there. They offer regular eye exams, frames, lenses, cataract screenings, and removals, everything. De La Russo is an old fashioned family practice. They have four centers, including New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and on Long Island. Trust only the best with your vision. Call De La Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. De La Russo. 855-646-2020. 855-646-2020. Or visit, please, delarusso.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 645 on AM970 The Answer. We are up and we are adamant. A good morning to you. Getting a little bit warmer today. Joe Lumberg will have the weather momentarily. Just to touch on this because I have to. House Democrats will resume opening statements in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump today during the first day of opening statements yesterday. Adam Schiff hammered Donald Trump over his pressure campaign against Ukraine last year. It was comical to watch. Schiff called the evidence overwhelming and damning. You know what's scary? You look at Schiff's weird eyes, man. He believes what he's saying. And he's doing a whole act here. The House impeached President Trump for pushing Ukraine to investigate Democrats while delaying vital military aid to Ukraine. Unbelievable. You know, Schiff called it dirt for dollars. And now Hunter Biden, are they going to call Hunter Biden? And we're going to see about witnesses. And also, and correct me if I'm wrong, Frankie, the president's attorneys, I was waiting to see Jay Sekulow or is it Cipollone is the other gentleman?
Yes.
Who did a great job, by the way. I love that he's Italian, speaking on behalf of the president. However, they were not there. They're going on when? Tomorrow.
Saturday, I believe.
Well, why see when no one watches TV? Why do they give the Democrats prime time? I'm just saying, a little curious. They gave the president the president's council were up I guess day before last, but yesterday it was all Democrats. Did I miss something? Did the president's council get to speak at all yesterday?
No, yesterday was just I believe for the House impeachment managers, the Democratic House impeachment managers, the prosecutors to put on their case, and then the Republicans will get their opportunity to put on their case.
Yeah, all right. So that'll be Saturday, of course. But again, on television all day. Now, interesting, when I watched the networks, when they went, I said, I can't believe that they're giving prime time on network television to these clowns down there in D.C., these clowns. And that's exactly what it is. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. And then for Justice Roberts to say, you're in this hollow chamber. What hollow chamber? Where would we pay people to go down there and get sucked into the vortex of in essence, bribery because they're bought and sold by lobbyists? Talk about bribes. What about all the politicians down there owned by special interests? And that's all they care about is special interests. They're owned by their political party. It's on both sides, by the way, the Republican and the Democrats. They're all owned down there. Hollow place, the Senate. Not so much, for crying out loud. And then when the president's people, when this council go, they go up there and they answer. This will be Saturday when no one's around. But I did see during primetime, the network said not so much, and they stuck with their primetime because that's, you know, tens of millions of dollars that they make, hundreds of millions of dollars every night on network television. So thank God they didn't go there. But it's scary because people who peripherally watch this will keep hearing, and this is what the Democrats hope. They keep hearing impeachment. They keep hearing what Donald Trump did. They keep hearing what Donald Trump did. He was bad. He was power. He's on. And you know what? Sometimes if you're not savvy enough, You're going to hear it, and then you're going to end up voting for these clowns that were on TV last night in the Democratic Party. And that's the danger. That's what they're doing. That's why I think the television should maybe not air any of it. You shouldn't air any of it. Isn't that more objective? We're not putting anybody on. Historic. It's a coup. Oh, get me started. Hey, Albert, tell me about Eli stepped away. He officially is retiring. Quarterback Eli Manning from the Giants.
Yeah, well, the announcement will be tomorrow at the Giants facility. 16 seasons, excuse me, with the Giants. All with the Giants. It's not a surprise. He does not want to be a backup quarterback. He wants a starting job somewhere, but he's always said he wanted to start and finish his career with one team. The Giants are clearly going in another direction with Daniel Jones, and he has no interest in coming back as a backup, even at a reduced price. He got a nice severance package last year of $23 million, and well-deserved. I mean, two Super Bowl titles, two Super Bowl MVPs, revived a franchise that was not going in the right direction. Give the guy credit. He's going out on his own terms. Never missed a game due to injury. And in the modern-day NFL, to go 16 years without losing your job to injury or being out for a significant amount of time, that's amazing. I mean, the pain threshold this guy has is just unbelievable.
You know, and he just was never like one of these glitzy guys. He was just a good guy. No. Just always a good, decent, always a gentleman. Always talked to the press when they, you know, whether they were harassing or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
He was always right there.
I would tell you a story about him, but I never really had an interaction with him, so I don't know. We had a look. Kind of nodded heads. That's about it. I mean, he was very much like Derek Jeter. Isn't it interesting? Derek Jeter gets the Hall of Fame this week. Eli Manning is retiring. The two athletes, stars in New York, who basically did the same thing, with the exception of Eli was already dating and close to being married by the time he got to his first couple of years in the league, whereas Jeter was dating people. But both of them conducted themselves with amazing.
It's a good point.
Class. And especially Eli, in an era where cell phone cameras are everywhere, a picture or something on social media could ruin your career. Just an amazing job that Eli stayed out of the headlines and never did anything close to being, questionable. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's true, and we're lucky to have him in New York, you know, and Eli Manning. So maybe you reach out to him. We get an interview, but doesn't really do one-on-one interviews, right? God bless him. God bless
him.
God bless him.
He gives you nothing anyway. I mean, honestly, I love. Honestly, God, the other station, ESPN, had a paid appearance with him for years. And honestly, I thought it was I get it. They used it for sales and stuff. I thought it was a complete waste of time. If you're a football guy and wanted to know about your opponent, you aren't going to get anything out of the guy.
Yeah, so true. There's Al Gattulo. He's our sports guy. He's our news guy. Debbie Duhame's doing traffic for you this morning, 6:51 on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie, how are you doing, girl? Everything okay?
I'm good. You know, yesterday I was in one of my salons, and Father Peter was getting his hair cut. I guess started talking to the priest, and next thing you know, you're on with Joe Piscopo in the morning. And then he was so happy, I had to send you that little video.
Thank you.
He was saying hi, and then we watched the whole clip of you with Eddie Murphy on SNL.
He
loved that whole skit, and he was like, look at this. He's showing the girls. They were all laughing. That was great.
That is so nice. I thought maybe you were doing another charity, so it was...
At one of my accounts selling, and he was getting his hair cut, Father Peter from St. John's over in Orange, and he's like, I love Joe Piscopo. I said, so do I.
That's great. Debbie, thank you. That's so good.
We had to say hi to you.
You're a saint, girl. You're a saint. Hey, Debbie's looking out for you on the roads at 6:52 right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's go out to the Southern State westbound at Nassau Road, getting out toward Uniondale. It's an accident. Robert Moses Causeway southbound into West Islip, getting reports of a collision there as well. Major problems continue, Joe, with the Verrazano Bridge. Verrazano Bridge, upper level, getting into Brooklyn. All lanes closed. An accident involving at least two trucks. It looks like all traffic diverted to the lower level. Delays stretch back to 440 on the Staten Island Expressway. Let's go out to the LIE westbound service road at Queens Boulevard, a disabled vehicle. And the Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue, an accident involving a truck over there as well. Inbound GWB, almost an hour to the upper, 35 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, you're rating 20. Holland, about 35. Lemoyne Ave in Fort Lee, a pedestrian accident out by the GWB. Watch for that. Pulaski Skyway inbound, an accident being clear, getting right into Jersey City. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM 970.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. The next Dining Out Dialogue at the Hunt and Fish Club on January the 24th. Special guest co-host Carol Markowitz in person. And guests, former supermodel Elizabeth Pipko and Fox News superstar Laura Logan. Call 212-575-4949 for reservations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Cole, former 10-year CIA veteran and former White House appointee. Did you know the biggest threat to you and your family's safety is not a nuclear threat or terrorism? The thing that should keep you up at night is the fact that an immense cyber attack is inevitable. The damage can range from losing your privacy to the extreme like losing the grid and everything electric for days, weeks, or even months. But I am here to help you. I will talk to you about what you can do to protect you and your family. I am a media expert and regular on shows like Fox and Friends, Judge Jeanine Pirro, and many others as the go-to expert in the world of cyber safety. And I'll help you get started protecting yourself today. Email me at ecole@secureanchor.com for a free copy of my book, Online Danger.
It's Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, Sundays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine today will fade via an increasing high cloudiness or high temperature 46. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 34 at Midtown, 23 to 28 in most suburbs. Tomorrow, partly sunny, rather mild, high 48. Saturday will be cloudy and rather windy with periods of rain, some of it heavy. Watch for flooding on roads and in poor drainage areas. Maybe a brief period of icing in some distant northern and western suburbs. Saturday's high 49. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you know, there's a real problem out there with scammers stealing homes. And I don't mean robbing the things inside the home. I mean stealing the home. The FBI calls home title theft one of the fastest growing white collar crimes. Hey, stay with me on this because this, you know, I worry about things. I always like to tell you something that might help you. And I got so much social media correspondence yesterday about this home title theft. So here's how it happens. And again, thank you for your correspondence. So criminals find the titles to our homes online, right? And then they file fraudulent documents claiming that they own your home. It sounds insane, right? But look, it gets worse. People have literally been evicted from their own houses because of this. One gal was evicted. You know the story, right? She was evicted from her own home and lost $85,000 in equity. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily, but it's happening. This is why you need to get Home Title Lock. Because no insurance company or no bank, they do not protect your home from title theft. First things first, please go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you are already a victim and don't know it. Then sign up to help protect the legal title to your home. And to get you started, I got you 60 risk-free days of protection. 60 risk-free days of protection. HomeTitleLock.com. It's HomeTitleLock.com. Check it out. HomeTitleLock.com. Hello. Here we go. Wait, what happened now? That little
fat
delay
fingers
there?
Wouldn't let the thing go. Sorry.
Do you put your, when you put your gloves on, do they break like your belt broke the other day?
Listen, my belt breaking the other day is because I'm fat and I'm going to the doctor today to get a checkup. Please. I'm fat. That's why my belt
you
broke.
You are not. I don't even
know. And by the way, that ice, remember, after that I got the ice cream and I lost one pint and I only had the other pint. Well, the pint that I saved, I shouldn't have saved. That should have been the one I lost. It was terrible. The worst ice cream ever. I had to throw it out.
Wait, I got to ask, what was
like
it?
Like a honey, caramel, nut, something. Oh, it was gross.
No.
I don't know why. I look good. Same stupid fat. Fat!
No, you're not, fat. Though. I don't look. When I look at Frankie, when you look at Al, do you think
you don't look
the word
at me.
Fat?
You don't look at me. And Frank doesn't look at me either. Stop it.
I stay focused on my
right.
my work.
Right. Don't look at me.
You.
I'm hideous. Big. Look away. Look away.
You can wear a little sign on you. I know I'm fat. Leave
me
alone.
I'm fat. Leave me alone.
No, stop.
I'm going to get a shirt that says, I beat anorexia. How's that?
You look great, Al. Stop it. Joe Borelli's going to join us. General Spaulding, we're going to talk about this coronavirus. Oh, gosh, as I get on a plane. Hogan Gidley as well. Michael Goodwin on Piscopo in the morning on AM 970.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
31 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A boy is dead in Middlesex County after falling through the ice over a frozen pond. East Brunswick police responded yesterday to a pond on Civic Center Drive where three teens reportedly fell through. Two managed to free themselves. The third victim, age 13, remained submerged under the ice until first responders pulled him out. He was brought to Robert Wood Johnson Hospital, couldn't be saved. Six officers, two firefighters at the scene required medical attention for hypothermia.